Got you know, 24 hours ago, whoo, we were
we were neck deep in it.
We were watching the skies, were we not?
That's right. We had a fourth member of the Infomaniacs come on about every 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So I was trying to find the opening to
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, exactly. Because did you hear about this? I don't know why this story necessarily came out yesterday. Pat Sajak is admitting to hosting while under the influence.
A little drunk, was he?
Yeah.
That really doesn't surprise me.
The longtime face of Wheel of Fortune said he has hosted the popular show while drunk in public. Mr. Sajak says, quote, "When I first started and was much younger and could tolerate those things, we had a different show then." In Wheel of Fortune's early format, Mr. Sajak found himself with a 2.5-hour dinner break while they would change up the prizes and such. So he and Miss Vanna...
What if Pat got a little handsy?
would go to a nearby Mexican restaurant in Burbank for some margaritas.
Vanna, you're looking mighty good.
Vanna and I would go across to have two or three or six and then come back and do the last shows.
And then they take the zigzaggy path. Yes,
and have trouble recognizing the alphabet.
Yeah.
He said, but they're really great tapes to get a hold of. Well, all righty then. There you go.
What's a vowel?
Okay. Vanna, you just go over there with a light step turning around. Yeah, cool. And all he had to do was recognize those big numbers on the wheel, right? I mean,
right.
All he has
Well,
to
all
do?
She had to do was turn panels that lit up.
Yeah, true. That's right. And, you know, I wonder what would happen on their anniversary because, you know, they each have the same wedding anniversary. I wonder if they invited the spouses to come along.
Just go out with your drunk girlfriend.
Right.
I don't care.
Once again.
That trollop.
Yeah.
During the 2.5-hour dinner breaks, he said, Vanna and I would have two or three or six and then come back.
That's a big leap right there.
Yeah,
really.
Two, three, or six. Which I guess means
he lost count pretty quick.
He couldn't remember exactly how many it was. Yeah. It's time for our dental segment. We always like to do those.
Yeah.
As you're driving to work.
Yeah, so open wide.
Yeah, dentist in Massachusetts
could
in trouble.
Could feel some pressure here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, could
feel
be a pinch.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Right.
Dentist in Massachusetts in trouble for something that he did with a paper clip. Dr. Michael Clare used a paper clip instead of a stainless steel rod in a root canal procedure.
Well,
you're rooting around the office and that's all you can find, huh?
Yeah, you know, you hold the guy's mouth open with one hand and you're.
Yeah.
I was going to say, was he sitting there and that's all he could find and he just, you know, he whips out a Zippo to kind of, you know, cook off any bacteria that might be on there.
Yeah, dump it in, maybe wipe it with some alcohol.
An alcohol pad?
Yeah. The rods are intended, actually, to be left in the patient's mouth permanently, obviously, following the operation. He pled guilty to defrauding Medicaid, assault and battery, illegal prescription drug use and prescribing illegal drugs, and also witness intimidation. So he tried to shake the people down. Is that it?
Man. It's terrifying enough to go to the dentist sometimes, much less if you've got one that's treating you like Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Prosecutors say the paperclip root canal was an attempt to save money. Okay, there you are. And police have a good description.
Wait. Time out.
Okay.
It was an attempt to save money, and he was charged with Medicaid fraud? Gosh, that's not transparent at all.
Okay, so while we're in our segment with dental, police have a good description of a woman who robbed a bank in Washington, Pennsylvania. Short, 50-ish, and she ain't got no typhus.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why she needs the money.
Surveillance video strongly suggests no teeth, no dentures, no nothing. Nothing.
Got that sunken
that's
look.
That's right. It was Gabby Hayes. He did it.
Looks like a jack-o'-lantern on the 14th day. Yeah. So, Internet Movie Database, if you're familiar with that, imdb.com, celebrated their 10th anniversary yesterday. Rolled out a lot of lists, like the most popular movies and stars, determined by how many people visited the site over the last 10 years. Before you get all excited, remember, these are not the biggest movies by gross or the star's salary. This is a list that has basically been determined that people hit these sites. Okay, so that's how we come up with that.
Okay.
Don't know if it means anything, quite honestly.
Uh-huh.
Number 10 is Emma Watson. Number 9 is Keira Knightley. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Number 8 is Jennifer Aniston. Number 7 is Scarlett Johansson. Number 6 is Christian Bale. 5 is Natalie Portman. 4 is Tom Cruise. 3 is Angelina Jolie. 2 is Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I win.
Yep.
Number 1 is Johnny Depp. That's probably not surprising.
This is over the last 10 years?
The last 10 years.
I see.
Then the top 10 films, this would be the highest movie meter ranking. Number 10 is Godfather. Wow. When you get to number 2, I think you'll be shocked, especially when you consider Godfather's at 10.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Twilight, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry Potter and Prisoner of
Azkaban.
That's right. Thank you. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Obviously, it tells you a lot about the people who are sitting on the computers. Number 3 is Pulp Fiction. Number 2, Donnie Darko.
Huh?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, is that odd or what? And then number 1 is Dark Knight.
Well, you remember, this was just over the last 10 years, yeah. And most of the people who did this are, you know, under 35.
Right. So here's your TV series. Is TV series. Mm-hmm. Gossip Girl, Dexter, True Blood, Glee, 24, How I Met Your Mom, Heroes, Grey's Anatomy, House, and Lost.
Huh.
And again, don't know that any of those matter. It's just that based on visits to the site, that's where people click through to get to those.
Lost was number 1, not only because it was a popular show, but after the episodes, people would go on sites to find out what they just saw, you know, because it was sometimes it was tough to keep up with and understand what the show just said or did.
Okay.
So a lot of people, there were a lot of sites out there, discussion sites about what people's perception was of what they just saw in that episode.
Ah, was there imagery that meant something? Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Lots of discussion things. Because I went to a lot of websites for that myself.
Okay, now Chase, you're like a roller coaster boy. Is that right?
Love them.
Okay. It's probably a PR stunt, but a test run for the UK's newest roller coaster. Some of the test dummies ended up decapitated. Without limbs and alarmingly damaged.
We'll have to.
I don't know. I mean, if that's a PR stunt, how does that?
Well, what they're saying now is now that what they'll do is they'll have the engineers go in and tweak the ride so that those things that were supposed to be near misses will be near misses.
Yeah, because customers losing their heads, that's bad PR.
Well, it's really bad for your return business.
Certainly. Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they feel like this will eventually tout the ride. People will be looking forward to that. Crews fixing the problems, they insist the $31 million roller coaster will be completely safe for the grand opening on March 15th.
You first?
Well, I'm thinking, let's run it through with the dummies one time and it was safe. You know, wouldn't you want to be that first person to ride that thing and live to tell about it?
Yeah.